Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 2nd, 2020, COVID-19 Governor's Proclamations, September 18th, 2020. Governor Reynolds proclaimed a state of disaster emergency on March 9, 2020 in response to the outbreak of COVID-19 following a national public health emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Health and Human Services on January 31, 2020, and multiple individuals with the state of Iowa testing presumptive positive for COVID-19. The governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency on March 13, 2020, establishing a state of public health disaster emergency. On September 25, 2020, the governor issued an additional proclamation of disaster emergency, which continued the following measures until October 4, 2020. In Johnson and Story counties, all bars, taverns, wineries, breweries, distilleries, nightclubs, and other establishments that sell alcoholic beverages for consumption on premises shall be closed to the general public except under the following requirements. Food and beverages may be made available for carryout, drive-through, or delivery to the extent permitted by law. An establishment closed to the general public may continue to serve food and beverages at a private gathering so long as the establishment complies with all requirements established for restaurants in this proclamation. Establishments for which the sale of food results in at least half of the establishment's monthly revenue may remain open for the service of food and beverages. For the purpose of this provision, the monthly revenues of a brewery, distillery, or winery shall not include sales of alcoholic beverages for off-site consumption. Bars located in hotels, casinos, movie theaters, sporting venues, or other establishments not required to close by this proclamation must close, but establishments may continue to provide beverages to patrons on casino floors in individual theaters or in an individual's hotel room, provided that such service complies with all relevant requirements established in the public health proclamation issued on August 21, 2020. In Johnson and Story counties, all restaurants that sell alcoholic beverages for consumption on premises shall be closed to the general public except under the following requirements. An establishment serving alcoholic beverages must also prepare and serve food to all customers, and the sale of alcoholic beverages must be no more than half of the establishment's current monthly revenues. Sales or service of alcoholic beverages must not occur on the premises outside the hours of 6 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Monday through Saturday, or 8 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Establishments must ensure at least 6 feet of physical space between groups and individuals dining alone, and all patrons must have a seat at a table or bar. Establishments must implement reasonable measures to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public health measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19. For additional information regarding the proclamation of a state disaster emergency, see the LSA legal background briefing. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-725-0134.